RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from January 1948. The Crooked Mile River Murders, the 145th adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers, donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise. He takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Crooked Mile River Murders. Chapter 1. Two Shades of Red. The mahogany speedboat throttled down, turned and cut in toward the crib dock in the cove on the west side of the shining river. Muriel Havens, small, dark, and exotic in her white sharkskin slacks and brilliant red jersey, smiled at the gray-haired, dignified man who anxiously kept his gaze on the ugly-looking rocks the speedboat skirted.
"Don't worry, darling. I'm not going to land you on them," the girl said with a laugh. "I know the river as well as my own face in the mirror."
Frank Havens, wealthy publisher of the New York Clarion and a string of other important newspapers from coast to coast, twisted around and glanced at his daughter with a shake of his head.
"There's always a first time," he said.
"Not with me,"
Muriel told him confidently. She cut the motor to a throaty pant. Gauging the distance into the dock with an expert eye, she gave the wheel a twist. The speedboat glided into its berth with smooth accuracy. Slim and lithe as a boy, Muriel, bow rope in a tanned hand, swung nimbly up to the dock. Another minute, and she slipped the nautical tie-up knot she had made over one of the painted posts. Then she did the same at the stern, while her father, a trifle ponderously, climbed out and joined her.
"No fish," he made a grimace. "Well, it was a pleasant cruise anyway. I'm starved. Let's go up and see what Martha has for breakfast."
"Probably some frozen perch fillets, all the way from a New York market," his daughter said.
She made the boat shipshape, wiped her slender hands on a piece of waste, and shaded her eyes with a palm while she stared across Crooked Mile River. Opposite, the town huddled. It was a small rural community in the foothills of the Catskills, about 130 miles away from the roaring tumult of Manhattan, in upper New York State. Staring across at the village, Muriel told herself that it might have been 10,000 miles distant. It was peaceful and quiet, unchanged since she had gone there as a child. The river flowed gently into Lake Emory, south. On the west bank, the woods were thick. Such woods were a paradise for campers, for those who made the piscatorial art a hobby, those, like her father and herself, who sometimes felt the need to steal away from the crowded city for a weekend vacation. Her dark eyes moved from the town to the river. Muriel half expected to catch a glimpse of Danny Braden's rowboat with the kicker on it, a big flat-bottomed gray boat with an outboard motor that made noise like a machine gun. But there was no sign of it, or of Danny, the tow-headed youth, who did odd jobs around the neighborhood. She had wanted to see Danny Braden about clearing away some underbrush and poison ivy in the rear of their lodge. Muriel shrugged, joining Havens, who was waiting for her. Later, when she went over to get the mail and the newspaper, she could leave a message for Braden, either at the local garage where he hung out.